Good morning, everyone, and thank you for attending Public Health Tools and Resources for a Systems Transformation. So my name is Jason Coates, and I'm a Public Health Policy Analyst at APHA, where I focus on health reform. So this session has three main goals, also to know financial relationships to disclose. So the first goal is to discuss APHA's work on health systems transformation and describe some of the challenges and opportunities it presents public health. And the second goal is to highlight resources developed for public health to take part in the process. And third, we're going to provide real-world context and examples of how public health practitioners are taking part in the process in Oregon. So joining me today is Dr. Glenn Landers of the Georgia Health Policy Center. So at the GHPC, he developed Leading Through Health System Change, a public health opportunity planning tool. So the tool is designed to help public health practitioners respond to the adaptive challenges of the ACA, rather than offering an exact blueprint or specific steps to follow. The planning tool helps public health practitioners determine the best way to take advantages of the opportunities and navigate the challenges presented by health reform. So Glenn will provide a short overview of the ACA and then speak about the purpose and development of the tool and how it's been used thus far. And to provide examples of the changes that are taking place in the health system and how public health practitioners are responding, we will hear from Lillian Shirley, Director of the Public Health Division of the Oregon Health Authority. She'll describe Oregon's State Innovation Model Program and how public health in her state has changed since the passage of the ACA, where it is now, and how it will take part in systems transformation in the future. So there will also be times for question and answers. In addition to having the panelists answer questions, we're also interested in hearing from all of you and having a discussion with you. So the changes brought by the ACA are both a big opportunity and a big challenge. So increasing the number of people with insurance is important, but the ACA has even broader implications. And public health has a large and important role to play in health reform implementation. So, and the stakes are high. So the ACA is necessary because despite high levels of spending, health outcomes in the U.S. are poor. So too many people go without health care, and health disparities are common. The ACA increases access to insurance and makes it easier to access preventative services such as diabetes and blood pressure screening and tobacco cessation counseling. It also includes payment and delivery reforms that incentivize prevention and the improving health of populations. So public health, with its focus on interventions that stress preventing disease and addressing the health needs of communities, is critical to the success of these reforms. And we know that shifting from a health system that takes care of sick people to one that helps people lead healthy lives and to take up good health habits requires the engagement of public health. So educating people about good health, advising policymakers about the health consequences of their decisions, convening stakeholders to plan for the health of communities, and addressing environmental factors on health care are all things that need to take place for systems transformation to be successful, and they're all things that public health specializes in. So the public health system can play an important role in collecting, monitoring, and analyzing relevant health information that other providers might miss. It can then work with the health system to improve health outcomes for the entire area served. To provide a more specific example, consider a situation in which several school children present to different healthcare providers with uncontrolled asthma. So unaware of the exact cause, each clinician treats the symptoms according to protocol. So, but then the local health department, using electronic health record data, finds the children ride the same school bus and that the bus has a corroded exhaust pipe. So the health department, clinicians, and school then have the information necessary to address the root cause of the health problem. So as the ACA continues to take effect, public health practitioners can build on their strengths in data collection and surveillance and collaborate with the healthcare system to improve community health in ways that would not be possible were public health and the healthcare systems not working together. And despite the importance of public health, integrating into health systems transformation presents multiple challenges. So one challenge is the idea that systems transformation and the ACA only affect clinical care. So clinical care gets a lot of attention, but we know that health is often determined outside the doctor's office. So the field of public health has a lot to offer, and it has the chance to have even more support once the public recognizes this. Systems transformation can also entail changing priorities, for example, determining whether to shift focus away from providing safety net care. And the increase in insurance coverage means that fewer people may rely on health departments for clinical care, but at the same time, many people will still lack insurance. Determining whether and how to continue offering clinical services is one of the challenges ACA presents to public health. So working with new partners like hospitals and primary care providers can also be a challenge. The ACA's care delivery and payment reforms like accountable care organizations and patient-centered medical homes encourage care coordination and prevention. Public health practitioners have a lot to contribute to these models of care, though it's been hard for them to take part thus far. And perhaps the biggest challenge is that there is no single right answer for any of these questions. So Glenn will speak about this more, but systems transformation is an adaptive challenge. What works for one health department may not work for another. So health departments across the country will have to adapt and develop their own unique solutions. So without health department engagement, health systems transformation will not be as successful as it can be, and health departments will lose an opportunity to serve the community and define their role in the changing health system. So at APHA, we're working to help public health practitioners take part in systems transformation. So when we started Healthy Outlook, the name of our project to develop public health resources for systems transformation, we heard demand for two types of resources. So one type would guide public health in evaluating the opportunities and preparing for the challenges of the process. So for example, the Georgia Health Policy Center's ACA planning tool provides a process to help users think strategically and to innovate to solve new problems. The De Beaumont Foundation's practical playbook shows ways that public health and primary care can work together. So the other type of resource that we heard demand for would provide information and context about systems transformation from a public health perspective. So the CDC has a resource called Health Systems Transformation and Improvement Resources for Health Departments, and it contains links to systems transformation documents divided by topics like accountable care, public health and clinical care integration, and community benefit needs assessment. The Institute for Alternative Futures Public Health 2030 collects the results of a workshop of public health experts from across the U.S., and the report proposes some of the major factors that could shape public health in the next 20 years and offers recommendations on how to address them. So APHA's Healthy Outlook offers public health practitioners the background knowledge they need to take part in the reforms of the ACA. So its glossary and fact sheets offer short descriptions, while its issue briefs offer in-depth explanation of the systems transformation issues affecting public health. It also includes a guide of resources from other organizations and that public health practitioners can use to prepare for health reform. And it can also be used as a complement and context for the Georgia Health Policy Center's ACA planning tool and the De Beaumont Foundation's practical playbook. And it's also a resource for multiple audiences. Students can look to it to learn more about public health and the role it has in the health system and systems transformation. And it can be used to educate decision makers and promote the importance of public health involvement in ACA implementation. It can also be used to educate healthcare administrators, insurers, and providers about the critical services public health offers. So in addition to developing resources for systems transformation, we also want to highlight the experiences of public health practitioners in the process. So the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Innovation State Innovation Model grants recognize the adaptive challenge and overarching goals of systems transformation. So the program gives funding to states to help them plan for and test different approaches to carrying out health systems transformation. And overall, 25 states are either designing or testing an innovation plan. So APHA is researching these plans and looking for states that are successful at integrating public health into their innovation model. So this research will be turned into a guide of best practices for other states to use as ACA implementation continues. Today we'll learn about Oregon SimPlan and how public health practitioners in that state have responded to the changing health system. So but first we will hear from Dr. Landers, who He'll describe the difference between technical and adaptive challenges and how public health practitioners can use the planning tool to think through and adapt to health reform.